Daf is Daf Lamed. We got to the bottom of Chav Testament Beis. The Gemara has been discussing the Machlok is about whether Ein L'Shchit El Basof or Yeshem Mitchila Ad Sofa. And the Gemara had a number of questions, and the Gemara had asked the question about Par Aduma, and the Gemara had this suggestion that maybe you could talk about a case where two people, Trey Gavri, two people were shechting the Par Aduma, and then the first person should have been kosher, and then there's a psul, and then the second person would have been the first person would have been tameh because it was a good shechita, but the second person would have been tawar because it was a bad shechita. So the Gemara says you can't talk about two people shechting the parduma because that doesn't exist. The pasuk says tizbach shelo yu shnayim shochtun zevach echad, that two people shouldn't shech the carbon, two people shouldn't shech the parduma, and therefore that can't even be a possibility. So we got to the last few lines of Chav Tesem and Beis. The Gemara says three lines up. Amar le Abaye lav itmar la, was it not said? Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan zu divrei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon simasa. That's only Rabbi Elazar who holds that two people cannot shecht the parduma, can shecht the carbon. But aval chacham omrim, and this is how we paskin the Rambam, shnei shochtim zevachecha, that two people are allowed to shecht. So the parduma case could have had a possibility of have two people shecht it, and you could have, the Gemara should have been mechalik. If it's really true that yeshna meshchita mitchil vat sofa, we should say the first guy did a good shechita because there was no psul yet, and his begadim should be tameh, and the second guy shechts after the psul, since it was psul, his begadim should be tahor. So how come, why they don't have such a chiluk? And moreover, and even within Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Nami Lefluk, even though he doesn't allow you to have two shochtim for the paraduma, you could still have a case of two stages of one person doing a shchita of a paraduma. How so? Could go into shochet chad gavri, one person doing the shchita, but b'shnei sudarim, two different sets of clothing. Look at Rashi explains this. Rashi says, first now lying down in Amud Aleph, you're going to shachta chad gavra b'chei sudre. She'be'em se'shchita, during the shchita, b'chaveiro, his friend comes, and Natal sudre takes, Merosha takes his head covering, v'atva b'sudach, and covers it with a different head covering. So now you have the clothing that was done pre-psul, which is when it was still kosher, and clothing that was done, performed, when the psul already took place, is afterwards. So you can have a chilek, that a person changes clothing during the shchita, before the psul, the clothing should be tameh, and the clothing after the psul should be tahor. They use this Rashi, by the way, as a discussion whether or not there needs to be an atifa during the shechita, whether they have to have a yarmulke or even a hat covering, is discussed in the poskim. Should the shochet wear a hat, like he wears when davening, should he have it as well? So they use this Rashi to discuss this concept. Fascinating discussion in the poskim. Either way, why didn't they make such a chiluk of clothing before psul and clothing after the psul? Again, kigom, back to the Gemara, kigom the shochet chad gavra b'shnei sudarim, the suter kama lo metame, the suter basur metame. Other way around, like the first one is not going to be metame, and because there's no shechita just yet, and the second suter will be tame because the shechita was complete. So the Gemara says no. Ela b'psula de para kamari bechshera lo kamari. They're not dealing with any psulim here. Rather, they're only dealing with psulim, but not dealing with any hechshem, any ways of making it kosher, of making the good shechita to say when the persons of a gadam are tameh. Right, when it comes to paraduma, when the begam are tameh, that indicates it was a kasher shechita. So the Gemara wasn't addressing cases by paraduma of making it kasher. They're addressing cases of a psulim related to paraduma. And that's why they didn't make a chilek, because this chilek has to do with when it was a good shechita. We wanted to know when it was a pasul shechita by paraduma. The Gemara now says six lines down. Masiv Rav Idi bar Abin uvimoid lishma pater. So what's this talking about? There's a din that din deraisa, that a person owns chametz while shechting the Karban Pesach, he violates an issur deraisa. So what happens if he shechted a Karban Pesach during moed? He has chametz and he shechts that self as an issur, and he shechts the Karban Pesach on the moed. Is he going to get an issur? So the Gemara says, again, uvim moed lishmo pater. He shechted the Karban Pesach lishmo for the shame Karban Pesach. It's pater because that carbon is pasul. In order to be chayiv on shechting carbon when owning Pesach, and when owning chametz rather, the carbon has to be a good carbon. But for me to shech the carbon Pesach on the fourth day chol moed, that's pasul. I can't bring a carbon Pesach then. So l'shmo, l'shem carbon Pesach, that's pasul. And since the carbon's pasul, memelam pater from owning the chametz during the shas of a carbon. But if during Chol HaMoed I shechted the Karban Pesach shelo lishmo, which means not l'shem Karban Pesach, but I shechted it l'shem shlomim, shelo lishmo is shlomim. We know Karban Pesach, moser Karban Pesach turns into shlomim. So then if I'm shechting it shlo lishmo, which means I'm shechting it l'shlomim, which is acceptable, that's a good Karban, and therefore I'm chayiv for owning chametz during that shechita of the Karban Pesach. Now the case, by the way, is, I should have said this before, Rashi is a situation where I separated two Karbanos Pesach beforehand. I separate Karban A, I lose it. I bring Karban B, I shech Karban B. I bring a good Karban Pesach. I find Karban A during Chol HaMoed, which has a shame Karban Pesach on it now, but I don't need it anymore. So if I shech did l'shmo, l'shem Karban Pesach, it's unnecessary. Bad Karban, I'm not chai for owning chametz, but if I shech did this Karban Pesach, shelo l'shmo, I shecht it for shlomim purposes, which is a good, acceptable carbon now, then I would be chayv for owning chametz.
This is totally independent to the issur of owning chametz of Pesach.
Exactly, right.
Is this, whole, we're talking about a different kind
exactly,
of...
a different issur of shechting while owning chametz. Lo sishchad ala chametz, the pasuk says. Right. So then the Gemara says, v'havinam ba taima de shlo lishmo, only because I shechted the carbon Pesach, shlo lishmo, then it became shlomim, but hostama, if I had stam das, I didn't decide what I wanted to do with it, potter, if I had stam das, because this is animal set for Karban Pesach, stam it's the Karban Pesach, in which case it's potter, because I don't bring a Karban Pesach during Pesach. V'amai, so why is that the case? My potter, Pesach b'shari mos hashana shlomim hu, don't we have a concept? If it's any day outside of Yudal Nisan, even Pesach itself, it's still called Shari Mos Hashanah. Doesn't it automatically transform into a Shlomim? So Gemara says, no, Shema Mina, that Pesach, the Shari Mos Hashanah, by Akira. If I want my extra Karban Pesach to turn in to a Shlomim, I need to have an Akira. I need to explicitly say, I want to do it Shelo Lishmo. If I say nothing, even if it's on a random day of the year, it remains a Stama, the Pesach. Okay, we're going to bring it back to our case. It's a little bit complicated here.
It's not potter from it comes in with Rabban Mineh because it's Chayav Kares.
Why is it Chayav Kares?
Because he has Chametz and Pesach.
No, it's only if you eat it. Yeah, for owning Chametz, yeah. So then the Gemara says, Amar Bichia, Bar Agamda Nizirka Mipi Chabura. It was thrown from the Chabura, meaning an idea was thrown out from the Chabura. Amr, they said, what's the case here? It's a situation, Kigon Shahayu Bailim Timei Mesim, Dinitchan the Pesach Sheni, the Summer the Shmokai. So the Gemara says, no, this case where the people weren't Yotze Pesach Rishon, they were Tamei. So they're looking forward to Pesach Sheni. So their Stam Das is Pesach Sheni. So that's why this Stam Karban Pesach in this particular case is L'Shem Pesach. V'hai Hu Debay Akir, that's why if you want to transform this Pesach in the Shlomim, you need a Akira, because they're still looking forward to the Pesach Sheni. But if it was a regular case, where a regular person was Yotze Pesach Rishon, so Pesach's no longer on his radar anymore, so then, halo by Akira, you don't need to do an Akira, that leftover Pesach automatically, even Stamal, even Stamdas, will turn into a Shlomim. So that's the Karban Pesach. So how does this relate to us at all? How does this relate to the question of Shechita, Yeshem V'Tchila Atzof, or Eino Elo B'Sof? So Gemara explains as follows. E'amris bishlam, if you say it all makes sense, yeshna shchita mitchila v'atzof, that shchita is an ongoing maisa richta from the beginning to the end, it pasalei mitchilas shchita, it becomes pasal immediately when you start the process. What does that mean? So it says Rashi, all the way down in Rashi, it's where the medium wide lines begin. E'amris bishlam yeshna shchita mitchila v'atzof, it pasalei mitchilas shchita. When you do the first shchita, I mean, if you assume that Shechita is from beginning to end, it's one long Maisa Shechita, so the moment you start shechting right in the beginning, it pasal b'tchila Shechita, right in the beginning, the stama havi lepesach. The tchila Shechita, not only pasal, it's therefore going to be pasal, and can't be used for shlomim anymore. The moment I shech the first simen, and that stam case is for Pesach, I don't need the Karban Pesach anymore. It's the fourth day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. It's a puzzle. I can't use it for Shlomim anymore. So this all makes sense why when I do it Shelo L'Shma, rather when I do it Stam, it becomes puzzle. Because again, the first Simen was the Shem Pesach, which is unnecessary, and therefore becomes puzzle. Ella, but if you assume E'amrit E'ayin El'shchit El'basof, that Shchit is only Chal at the end. So Kevan D'Shachit Be'Purta, so the moment you shech the first simen, right in the beginning there, just a little bit, now it's not a shechita yet, because shechita doesn't, it's not chal until the end. But I did a ma'isa chaticha, I cut it. The moment I cut the first one, for Pesach, idchalei mepesach, So that first siman, it's not right for Pesach anymore because it's not Pesach now. So that was it wasn't a psul. It's not shechita yet. But once I can't use it for Pesach because now it's not Pesach anymore. It's not erev Pesach. Idach when I shech the other siman, idach kishachit shlamim kashachit. I'm shechling shlamim. So it's a little bit very confusing. So look at Rashi, three medium lines down to explain a little bit. Eli Amr, if you're going to say lo pasla ad gemar shechita, ha gemar shechita la Pesach kavi. If it's all about the end of the shechita. So then, by the time I finished the Shechita, it wasn't really for Pesach. At that point, it was actually Shlamim. The first moment, the first cut I started to do, so I'm cutting it. Now once I cut it, it's not right for Pesach Sheni anymore. I can't cut something now to save for 2 months later. So it's not Shayach right now. So it can't be Karim Pesach anymore. So Sheni, as I eat Chelei Pesach, so it's not relevant for Pesach. And the Cheva and the Lo Chazi the Pesach, since I can't use it for Pesach anymore, Ha Amrit, do the Shlamim Kari. So now I can transport it, or transform it rather, into Shlamim. The Gemar Shechita, now when I finish the Shechita, which is the defining moment, the Gemar, Eino Ela Basof, is the defining moment, Didei L'Shlamim Hu, it's a Shlamim now. Uport the Kama, the first cut that you did, the first Simon that you cut for the Pesach, Lo Pasa, it doesn't pasal this carbon, because Mishim Shechita's Pesach, Shlomim Zmano, Do Eino L'Shechita Ela Basof. We only care what happens at the end. So just because you cut the first siman here for Pesach doesn't make it possible because it wasn't a shechita at that point. We always look to the end. And since the end, it is right for Shlomim right now and today on Chaf Pesach, Chaf Nisa rather, it should be a good carbon. It's a Shlomim now. It should be acceptable. It's very confusing. So Gemara says, Amar Le'abai, Abai says, Nihi de'idche le'mi Pesach, mi'dvei Pesach mi'idche. Granted, when you start shechting this animal, you start killing the animal, it's not roi for Pesach, because it's past Pesach Rishon, and it's not yet roi for Pesach Sheni. So granted, not roi for Pesach Pesach itself, but midbei Pesach miyitche. I could still redeem this animal and use the money for buying a Pesach Sheni. So even at the Sof Simon, I still have intent on it being Pesach Sheni. So the whole thing's a Pesach that was shechted on Chol Moed Pesach. And it's a Pesach, it can be brought on Chol Moed Pesach, and therefore it is possible, it doesn't turn into a Shlomim, because my Das is always on being Pesach. Ah, ask the Gemara. V'chiteima bai hamada varacha. You have to stand it up. You can't do a hamada, you can't assess an animal that's already been dead. You have to stand up and appraise it. Look what it looks like. You've just killed the animal, it's dropped dead on the floor here. You can't appraise this. How does that work? How could the Demei Pesach be on your mind? That's not the Mishnah tells us in Maseches, here in Maseches Chulin itself, that Shachar Ba Shnayim or Rov Shnayim Vadayin Hi Mafricheses Harei Kichayil Chol Dvareha. Even if you shecht, it's still shaking, it's still moving, that's enough of it to be alive to assess it. If it dropped dead, you're right, you couldn't do any more. You shecht it and did a quick assessment to take the Dhamim, I want it's worth $1,000, I'm going to transform it now. I'm going to transfer the money now to the money, the value to the money. Then that would work. And since my Demei Pesach is still on my mind, when it's a case of Stam, the entire Shechita, even Labasof, is going to be possible.
It's pretty hard to believe that, he wants to redeem it still because of the Shechita.
But it's, right, exactly. There's a possibility there, but that what? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's alive to make a
everything. Assessment. It's alive for Ibn Achai. It's alive for making Hadamah Devarach. It's alive for Lechol Devarach. The rest of Daf is much easier, guys. Okay, halfway down the Amud. Am Rabbi Huda Amarav Hashoche Veshnayim Mishloshim Mekomos Shchitasa Ksheira. Person shechs in two or three different places. It's actually acceptable. You do a little shechita here, a little shechita here. Forget they know all the psulim right now. You somehow do a shechita from different angles, and you've done a full shechita. That's actually acceptable. So ki amri sakami de Shmuel. When they said this in front of Shmuel, amrli ba'inan shechita mifaras v'leko. You need to have it mifaras, which means what? Rashi says megula, lashon of like paro or bal pa'or. It's poor. It's something that's exposed. So you have to cut the neck where it's mamish exposed. Not where you cut a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there. It's not going to be exposed. Even though internally you've sliced enough of the simanim, you have to have a clean slice where you could open the head.
What's it? He's cutting, let's say, at the bottom on the right side and a little bit higher on the left side, and then, let's say, on the north side another.
Something like that, something along those lines.
Meaning that if you add all the cuts, he cut the whole circumference.
Exactly, or a rove in the circumference somehow. It has to be a situation where it's not shahir either.
The whole thing is not broken up.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So you have to have it mifaras, and it's not. So therefore, he argued. So after Reish Lakish Savar, but inan shchita mifaras has to be a shchita where it's exposed. The Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish minayin l'shchita shehi mifaras shishin emar. How do you know that the shchita has to be a situation where it's very exposed after the shechting? Because the pasuk says chet shachet l'shonam mirma davar. The diber, that just like a chet, when a person cuts, it's only one, you shoot into a person, into an animal, there's just one slice, so too, the shechita has to be one slice, it can't be two or three cuts here and there. So, Masiv Rabbi Elazar. Shnayim ochsim besakin, two people are holding on to a knife, v'shochten in the shechti, afil echad milamal, echad milamati, even one guy's on top, one guy's on the bottom, shechita sekshera. Now, the Havamina here is where he actually held two different knives. Each person had a different knife. So Reuven's cutting here, maybe Shimon's cutting down here, and they end up together cutting rove of the simanim. So the Gemara says it's shechita sekshera. Ah, v'haleka shechita mifaras. This is not in one place. It's not where it's going to be exposed. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, mishnaseinu besakin echad v'shnei b'nei adam. No, it's one knife. They're cutting together, so it's all one makom, and it is mifaras. So Amalei Rabbi Abba, ihachi, that's the case. Haini the Tani Allah, this is a question. The Brisa tells us, Ein Choshen Shema Yitchefu Zeal Zeh, that if two people cut with a knife, we're not concerned that they're going to make a treifa. So wait a second, let's understand this case. Iyam, if you're going to say Bishma Bishtei Sakin, if they're two different knives, two different locations, Shnei B'nei Adam, Shapir, this makes sense of the Chashash of it making a treifa. Why? Mal the same, what would you have thought? Dilma Lechash Dilma Samchi Ahadadei V'haylo Asi L'meved Ruba V'haylo Asi L'meved Ruba. So what's going to happen? If Reuven and Shimon, the Gemara talks about a situation where if people are responsible, two people are responsible, no one gets anything done. Because I think he's doing it, he thinks I'm doing it, and no one gets anything done. You have to have full responsibility. So here as well, that if we're both doing it, I'm going to think, I'll do rove, so I'll do a little bit. And he's thinking, I'm doing rove, and each of us are only doing a little bit, and therefore what happened? That's a treifa because you didn't cut enough. Whenever there's a significant cut, which doesn't make a shechita, that's a treifa. So if it's two different knives, I understand the chashash of there being a treifa happening. So the Gemara says, the chiddush is, we're not concerned. Each person is going to be responsible for themselves, and they're going to make sure to cut what they should be cutting. So that all makes sense of the nusach of yitchefu if it's two different knives. But Eli, if you're going to say besak and achas, that they're using one knife together, v'shnei ben adam, they're holding onto the handle together, hi, ain't choshishin shema yitchefu zel zeh, it's a chashash of treifa, they're cutting the same location together. They're of course going to make sure they're cutting what needs to be cut. So the hi, ain't choshishin shema yitchefu zel zeh, shema yidrosu zel zeh mi barley. The chashash is, what's darsa, it's when you're pushing. The way it works, you said holy chamevi, you have to kind of saw the neck. But when two people are putting pressure on, now you're pushing as opposed to going back and forth here, and that's going to be a problem of yidrosu, not a problem of yitrefu. So Gemara says, Taki, you're right. Amalei Rabbi Abba and Tani, the Brisa actually does say, Ein choshishin shema yidrosu zelzeh. And that is the understanding, that they are holding one knife, and one knife because you can't do two or three places. Remember, it has to be, the shechita has to be mefaras, has to be exposed. So they're using one knife together, but you shouldn't have two people holding on to one knife because of the chashash of yidrosu. Top line of Amud Beis now, Masiv Rabbi Abin, Shachat Esavesh Lamata, Vesakana Lamala. You, one person, or maybe yeah, one, or I'm not sure, two, one person that's cut on the bottom of the Veshet and the top of the Kanar, Veshet Lamala, Veshet Kanar Lakmata, so different locations on the Kanar and different locations in the Veshet. Shechita Sekshera, this is acceptable. But am I? V'haleka Shechita Mifaras. This is not the Mifaras, it's two different locations. That's not going to be a clean cut exposing the head of the animal, the inside of the animal. And the Gemara says back, Hu Mosiv Lav, Hu Mifarik Lav. He asks the question, he also answers the question. Bishchita hasuya kikomos, which made like one of the pens used to make safras, where they cut it on an angle. It wasn't cutting up here a horizontal line and down here a horizontal line. They're going from starting from top, going down to an angle to the bottom, or from the top to either direction. That was a straight line. It was one cut. It was just on an angle as opposed to going across horizontally. That's the explanation. Gemara now says, Hahu Torah dishchat b'shayim mishloshim makomos. There was a certain cow, ox, that had been shechted in two different two or three different locations of the Tzavar. And Al Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Rabbi Yitzchak walks in and Shakal Mishufra Shupra. He took from the best part, he took the, I don't know, the rib, the whatever, the prime rib of the ox. So Amar Le Rabbi Zera Lamateinu Rabbeinu teaches Mishnasenu B'Shei Sakinu B'Shei B'nei Adam. The situation was that they were wondering how he's able to do this, and he said because he understood that the din is that you actually allow it. When that Mishnah said that two people are cutting it, it's not with one knife, it's with two knives. Meaning you can, we are allowed to have a shechita from two or three different places, and he was proving this by taking from the best part of this meat that was shechted in two or three different mekomos, and that's how he paskened. So Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Hichlid es asakin bein simin lesimin. So what's Hichlid? Hichlid is when you cover up the knife. The knife has to be somehow exposed when you cut it. But to, I think they say, to burrow it underneath a different part of the animal, between the simonim, and you kind of, I think you kind of like stick it like dagger inside the animal's neck, and then you carve it out from inside internally. As opposed to going from the outside, you first stab it somewhere where it doesn't make it a trefa, and then while it's underneath the animal's skin, deep inside, then you cut it internally. That is a psul of hichlid. So what happens in Rav Hechlid, he did this chalada, as a sakin bein simin lesimin, between the different two simanim, upasku, psul, it's pasul. So what's the case exactly? So Rashi explains four narrow lines down. Upasku latachton, Kilchaso, Elisha Hechlid, Vichazar Hoti Sasakin, Vichadach Elion Kedarko. So what happened was first he borrowed the knife inside the neck and then cut the first simon. He did the simon correctly. It was that he cut it the right way, the right place, but it was still Hachlad, it was still covered. They took the knife out and then cut the second simon coming from the outside like he's supposed to. So simon Echad was done by Hachlad and the second simon was done correctly. That's possible. Let's say tachas or let's say he does it below the skin, kshera. Meaning you first put the knife in the skin of the animal, you're underneath the skin, and then you shecht after going through the skin. Everyone get the image I'm drawing here, yeah? Okay, fine. So then
The first one he did achlada, and the second one he did regular shkita.
Not regular shkita.
The second
step. Also he did achlada, but he didn't do as deep. Meaning when you put it in the next animal like this, let's say, I don't know how to really do this, but he only went underneath the surface of the skin first. In the second case. But the other one, he dug into deep inside the neck somewhere.
Between the
simonim.
In between the simonim, and he cuts in.
Right, that's possible.
He does both simonim
no,
like that?
No, the first one, he does like that. And the second one takes out and does correctly, starting from the outside.
The first one is achlan, the second one is correct.
The first scenario we're talking about. Yeah. There's two different, first scenario of behema is you stick the dagger inside the deep inside the neck between the simanim, and then you cut the simon while it's buried inside.
Okay.
And then you take it out, and then you cut the regular one from the outside the correct way. But since the simon rishon was done incorrectly, even though simon sheni was done correctly, that's possible. That's all
right.
Case one.
Okay.
Case two is now, you first borrow the knife underneath the skin only, not deep inside between the simanim, underneath the skin first. So it's now hiding underneath the skin of the animal. And then you start carving away at Shnei Simanim. That, the Gemara says, is going to be Kshera. Right? Tachasa or, that would be, and then you cut the simanim, that's Kshera. So my Kamashalam, what do we learn from here? Tanina, we already know this from a different Mishnah. O Shehechlid es asakin riha tachas asheni upasku. If you borrow the knife underneath the other simon sheni, and then you cut it, Rabbi Yishavav Omer Nivela, Rabbi Kiva Omer Trefa, they both agree it's possible. Question whether it's a Nivela or a Trefa, but everyone agrees it's certainly not a good Shechita. So what's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav adding that we didn't already know from the Mishnah? So Imi Masnes, and how would they add the Mishnah alone? Have I would have thought, Hani Milamata, Milamala, Delo Kavid Kider Shechita. It's only true when you go from the bottom to the top, where you didn't do the proper shechita. Rashi explains here that it's a milmata lemala, the chayim the tachas hasheni hechlid lo efsher ella milmata lemala. So that's not the normal way of going from bottom to top, moving upwards. That's not a derech shechita. Aval milmala lemata the kavak kedera shechita a meshaber dami from going from top somehow to the bottom, which apparently is the way that normal type of shechita would take place. Maybe one would think that would be acceptable. Kamash Mula, no. Since you did achlada, I don't care which shimon you did first. I don't care top to bottom to top. Echlida is a psul no matter what, and therefore it's going to puzzle across the board. That's the chiddush of Rav. I don't really quite understand the difference.
It would seem that it's from inside to the outside, and milimata limali is from the outside to the inside. It's milamata mala mi bifnim hatzavar le kivun chutz. Kifi shemadam mikra shel la mishna. Milamata mala says le kivun panim hatzavar. Dehainu shehasiman hanishchat bechalada nechtach bekivun haragil kemo bemikra shel rav.
It says it's talking about where, like you suggested, you took it out and then you did the second one kedarka. That's milmala lamata. Whereas the other one is where
it's coming from the inside out.
Yeah, you just did it inside out, and you right. never did the regular milmala afterwards.
Okay.
That's how he describes it.
Okay, but either way, in the end, we learn from both the Mishnah and from Rav that both the scenarios milmata lamala milmala lamata, both of them are going to be possible. The Gemara then says, Tachasa or Ksheir, let's say he borrowed underneath the skin and then cut both. Simanim, that we already says Kasher. Be Rav Amar, Tachasa or Inu Deir. He wasn't sure whether Tachasa or would be acceptable or not. Ibarilu, Le Be Rav, Damar Tachasa or Inu Deir. So he didn't know about Tachasa or. He wasn't sure whether that's good or not good, whether that's a Chalada or not a Chalada. But Tachasa Matlis Mahu, let's say it was borrowed underneath a cloth. Over the neck, in the right place, but he just kind of concealed it from someone else seeing it. Or tachas semer mezuvach, or it was a very hairy animal, a very woolly animal, and it was hidden inside the wool. Normally you have to take out like the wool. You remove the wool from the area and the feathers from the area, but he didn't remove it. So that's very full of wool there. It's covered in that way, mahu, what's the din? And the Gemara says, take it, we don't know what the din is. And Rashi says, halach l'maisa, since it's in Issa deraisa, we're going to be l'chumra, and therefore be possible if the wool or the matlis was covering the sacking. Ask the Mar right before the mission now, Bayra Papa. Papa asks, Hechlid b'miyat simanim mahu. Let's say miyat simanim. Let's say you do only miyat simanim in such a way. What's the din? So look at Rashi, Hechlid b'miyat simanim. La'achash shachat rubo b'hechshir. You did the first 51% correctly. It was a good shechita. And then the remaining part, mi'amrinan, if the final, then you cover it up. Then you did a chalada for the final percentage points of the simin. Mi'amrinan ha'ishtachet shapet b'rov simanim. You already did the good shechita. 51% is good. The remaining 49% is really meaningless and it wouldn't be disqualifying. Oh, Dilmer, perhaps we say, kulacha the shechita hi v'isbe chalada. We have to take into account even the remaining part of the shechita and disqualify. That's the shaila. About this. And the Gemara ends up saying a teku, and therefore we have to be machmir if a person covers up the final miut simanim. There's a very long tosa which you won't see, which I didn't look at it, but I recall when I learned the shita many years ago, that he argues and says referring to the first miut simanim. If you did chalada for the first 10% covered, and then uncovered it, and checked for the rest, that's the question, I think, according to Tosfos. Okay, look at the mission now.
Right.
So that's right. The mission now says, Hashochet shnei rashi akechad shchidas aksheru. Let's say a person shechted two heads of an animal together in one ma'aseh shchita, it's acceptable. Shnayim ochtem besakin, two people holding on to a knife. We discussed that in the Gemara already. V'shochten afil echad milmala ech lamata shchidas aksheru. One guy on top, one guy on the bottom. We said that's also kosher. The Gemara is going to explain all of these cases. Hittis es rosh b'bas achas psul. Let's say a guy just chopped off the head, took a machete and just like chopped off the head of the cow. That's possible because that wasn't, that's a problem of dar, so it's not a problem of you need to be a holy chum, maybe you have to saw it off. That's going to be possible. Haya shochet v'hittis es rosh b'bas achas. Let's say you do a shchita. Not you didn't just chop it off with a machete, but you carved it in a one direction though. Haya shochet v'hittis es rosh. So then, if the knife was the length of a neck, which you might end up saying really two necks, if the Gemara is going to explain this, whereby you could kind of saw it off, it's enough to go across that way, to go through the whole all simanim.
It's long.
It's very long, but it's not long as the neck. It's twice as long as the neck. If you're able to shecht it, song that one long direction, as opposed to going back and forth, it's enough to go that way and get through the whole neck. That would be kshera, but if not, it won't be good.
Double the width.
Double the width, okay.
It's cool.
Okay, nice. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Haya shochet v'hittis beiz rashim b'vas achas. The guy's doing a shechita and cuts off two heads at the same time right next to each other. Two cows standing next to each other and he shaves off, carves off both of them. Im yesh v'sakin malei tzavar acha echad k'sheira. If it has the width of, I think they say here, this is the three necks now. You're cutting two animals, and you need to always have an extra neck width, whatever that is, so then it would be acceptable. Again, the Gemara is going to address the technical points here. That's Kshera. When is this all true? A situation only does one direction, just a holich, or a maybe. One is when he's drawing towards him, one's where he's going against him. So then that's when we need the different shiurim of how long the knife has to be. Aval, but if it's a situation, im holich vehevi, if he's going back and forth, he's carving away at it, going back and forth, holich vehevi, filu kolshi, even the smallest knife, afil bi'zemel, sheirah, the tiny little brismila knife, you could use if you're carving away back and forth against the knife, the neck of the cow, that would be acceptable. But again, if you're going in one direction, only this way or that way, then you have to have a really long knife to get a good shechit.
What was the difference between the halamin? It says, ashochet shnei roshim ke'echad, and then later on we just said this, ashochet hit shnei roshim b'vasachas. What's the difference in those two cases?
No, what one's talking about, okay, Rashi says here, actually I'm not sure, I don't remember. Maybe the Gemara addresses, I don't know. Okay, the Gemara now says, how do I know this to be the case? That you have to have, that if you do one halacha, one direction, we've been learning up until now, halacha maybe is what's needed. How come suddenly we say halacha alone is enough, maybe alone is enough? So Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kra, the Patek says, chet shachet l'shona mimra davar, diver. It's like a chet, an arrow, goes in one direction, so too the shechita could go in one direction, and that would be sufficient. Tana debay, Rabbi Yishmael, v'shachet, Vein shachet ela u'mashach. V'shachet is a lashon of mashachah, pulling. That implies mishicha, one direction is enough. V'cheinu Omer, it says as well, to prove that shachet means mashach, it says in the pasuk in Malachim, zav shachet, it says zav shachet, that the v'omer, chet shachet l'shonon mimra davar, mai v'omer, v'chi teima zav shachet, shenitave, k'chut hu, tashma chet shachet l'shonon. You see this lashon of the zav is shachet. It means the goal was being pulled. It was being stretched out. So you see lashon meshicha. So Gemara says you see from these two psukim that shachet means to pull. And Gemara says, how come you need two psukim? Because how do you have the first pasuk only of the zav shachet might mean to spin together, not to pull. Therefore, we have the chet shachet means you shoot the knife, the arrow rather. So to the shechita should be done in a meshicha in one direction, and that's really enough for it to be good. Shrita. Okay, we'll stop here.